Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Happy New Year, listeners. I'm Dr. Jen, and it is so good to be here with you in the new year 2014. We have much to look forward to, and we have devoted this show to really starting the new year off with a wonderful guest, Carrie Samuels, who's an intuitive counselor and happiness coach, but she's really into the numerology and astrology, and she is just a wonderful, bright soul that really brings that positive. And that's what we want to focus on. We want to embrace the new year and make the most of it, learn and guide find our way to the highest potential. That's what everybody truly wants. And this is an incredible way to do that. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Carrie. She's an intuitive counselor, a happiness coach who is highly sought after for her expertise and innovation as a numerologist. Using the letters of your name and the numbers in your birth date, she can tune into your past, present, and future, decipher your destiny, and guide you on your path toward happiness like a human GPS. She is known to infuse entertainment with enlightenment, wit with wisdom, and psychic with sassy. I love that part. She's got a great personality. In addition to using her abilities with clients, Carrie has taught hundreds of people around the world how to access their own intuition. It is her joy to help others manifest their divine potential. Now, she is an intuitive numerologist, so we are here to talk about astrology and the numerology of 2014. I want to welcome my guest, Carrie Samuels, to the show. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm really looking forward to this, and it is so good to have you back on the show. I mean, we hit it off great.
I know.
And we've been friends and talking on a personal basis since, so I've looked forward to bringing you back because this is just such an exciting, it's such an interesting topic. And there's so many details and depth you can go with this. So we're here to talk about what 2014 has for us. So what do we have coming up? And let's start this off because you said there's so much to talk about during the hour and it's going to go fast. So what do we have going on for 2014?
Well, that's so funny because I actually say that 2014 is going to go fast. It's going to be a fast year. There's actually a lot of movement in the year. In the astrology and the numerology, there's literally a lot of movement.
When you say movement, just for people that are new to this, what exactly are you referring to with movement?
Well, there's some energies that go fast and there's some energies that go slow. So, like, you know, there's fast moving, there's planets that cause fast changes, like Uranus. I always love saying that word.
Depending on how you pronounce it, I know that's one of those words. That's so funny.
You know, there's, and in numerology, the numbers 1, 5, and 7, and I talk about this, I just filmed my video yesterday, which I go into detail as well about what the energies of the year are about. 1, 5, and 7 are numbers of movement, in numerology. And it's a seven universal year, and I'll talk about how I got that in a minute. And we're also influenced by the number 14 because it's 2014. Mm-hmm. So, and 14, if you add that, 1 plus 4 is 5. So you got two of the movement numbers. And 5 and 7, actually, they're just really fast moving energy. They're associated with like that element of air and the mind and communication and movement. You know, like earth is the slow moving energy, right? Water can be fast or slow, but it's more yin. This is yang. It's all yang energy. And so last year, we were in the year of the snake. You don't really associate snakes as moving quickly unless you need to, right? In the Chinese astrology, it's the year of the, it was the year of the snake, and now we're in the year of the horse. So it's like,
oh, the horse, my favorite.
Well, you know what's funny? Because horses are going to be everywhere. I started telling people that it's the year of the horse coming up because it starts the second new moon. Because the Chinese astrology is a lunar calendar more, and well, I'll talk about our new moon also because yesterday. Yeah, I'm already going in circles. I'm like, where do I begin?
Yes. It's exciting. I know the new moon, I use that. I did my meditations with the new moon yesterday, and I was so looking forward to it. For the last couple of years, I fell asleep before the new year hit at midnight. Not this one. I've been ready
too.
For this
That's
one.
Really funny because like almost every other night, I'm like, bing, like up like a light bulb. It's still like, you know, a lot of psychics, like at 1 in the morning, I'm like still wide awake. And usually, sometimes on the new year, I can't. I like can't stay awake. I don't know what it is, but this one I did. And I wanted to talk about the horse. So everybody, for whatever reason, you know, I would mention this to people, and they're like, "That's funny because I'm painting a horse now," or like, "I have this big project involving horses," or I don't know. It's really funny. But anyway, the new moon is our time for manifesting and growing wishes and. I'm sure a lot of your listeners already know that. You plant your seeds for the wish on the new moon, and they culminate in the full moon. It's like that cycle, and then the full moon is that process of manifesting and also letting go. It's that fullness. Mm-hmm. And literally, farmers throughout the ages, that's what the Farmer's Almanac helps with. It's like crops are planted according to these astrological cycles, and they really work. Mm-hmm. So we started our whole new year on a new moon, and that's rare.
That was exciting to me. It, by the way, it just turned 11-11 here on the East Coast, and whenever I see that, I've been getting that a lot. So I see that, and I just really put a focus there. But the new moon is exciting. I thought it was. I was
really
more excited this time, but for the when you brought up the horse, I didn't realize it was the year of the horse coming up because I've had the horse very strong with my energy. That's why I painted the horse. That's why it's my icon for my show.
Yeah. So it's going to be your year, Jen.
Hey, I'm going. That's
it's
awesome.
It's going to be your year.
I know. It's exciting, but apparently you've been talking to a lot of people where they're feeling that and experiencing that as well.
Well, it's interesting because this year, there's like a different feeling around the new year. For the past,
it is
well, since like 2009, because that 2009 was an 11 year. You were just talking about 11-11. 11 is a spiritual awakening, and so it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
From, I think from 2009 until now, people kept being like, this year was so intense. This year was so hard. They've been backing it up, right? Since 2009, there have been sort of like one intense year after another. And there's usually this energy of, oh, I was really glad to get rid of last year. I haven't had that energy necessarily, but I think there's been a lot of that kind of feeling.
Well, it to me, I was calling it, it was like we were coughing up hairballs for the last 2 or 3 years. And they had to come up. We had to deal with them. We had to face them, and the ones that we just weren't getting were coming at us a little stronger. I know I've experienced it too. Everybody is. And it really felt to me like, okay, let's get this show done. And I felt like some of them were huge dragons that I just had to really confront. personally. Yeah. So I say that because I'm sure people out there listening are relating. And I want to hold that thought because we're about to go to commercial break.
See, it happens so fast.
It will. It will. And when we come back, we're going to keep powering on with 2014 and what numerology can show us and this year of coming into what it's going to bring for us. Stay with us. My guest today is intuitive counselor and numerologist Carrie Samuels, and we're here to talk about 2014. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Blyer to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today I have intuitive counselor and numerologist Carrie Samuels with us to talk about what 2014 has in store for us. And Carrie, let's pick up where we left off.
Well, I was saying that in the years past, since 2009, people have had that, oh, God, this was so hard. I'm ready for a new year. But I feel like people feel more positive about this year. Have you noticed that?
Yes. I mean, I think after going through what I was calling like coughing up the hairballs, you know, I like to make it humorous. I mean, we got to lighten it up. It is what it is, but we still got to deal with it, and we may as well try to find a way to work through it strong. And I always love putting the humor in it because it raises your frequency when there's joy and laughter. It helps you gain that strength. But, you know, yes, a lot of people are, because I think we've been through it. we're ready. It's like, okay, we had to let go of this, and this had to change, and this had to move, and this relationship had to shift, or I had to let go of this or that. And it really was a clearing out the closet to make way for what's going to come in now. And I'm intrigued because you said we have these fast-moving numbers. And when you said one, when I looked up my numerology, I have one for this year. That's one of the ones in my personal
chart. So you're get on that horse and gallop, Jen.
I'm glad mine has wings. We're going to be flying crazy. And you said that, I thought, because some of times the five is related to like change.
It is change. It's change. Well, five and seven, it can be unexpected change. So it's almost hard to say, here, people, go prepare for unexpected change. But you can prepare for unexpected change. Because the more you change consciously, the less you'll have to have unexpected change. But sometimes, no matter how hard you prepare, life comes at you, right? So five and seven bring some unexpected changes sometimes. And the five is not just change, but it's a change to your foundations. It's a change to the actual structure of your life and the way you do things.
Your perspective and your awareness then sounds like it's going to be eye-opening clarity coming in.
Well, if you think back to 2012, which wasn't that far away, that was a 5 year, and that was one of the years where people were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't going to be as radical as that, but it is going to be, because the 5 year was, 2012 was so much more focused on outer structures kind of disintegrating, and a lot of marriages ended and a lot of weird house stuff happened because that was more about foundations and structures. Because this is a 7 year with that five influence, it's a 7 year, it's more about inner work. It's more about our soul and our spiritual life. And
that makes sense.
There's a quietness to the enthusiasm that people have. It's more like, wow, I feel good about who I am. I feel good about what I want to do. I'm really clear now because I've done all this inner work, and I'm really ready to step into myself. And the goal
what I'm getting, even with people that are just embarking on this and it's kind of new, or if they've been into it for a while, even myself, you feel this draw, this magnetic pull to go into introspect, so to speak, and go into that cave and kind of be more comfortable with that part of it where there was so much outward of kind of avoiding it for a while in humanity's history. And now I see it just, no, I really want to go in there and see who this person is that I've been avoiding.
Yeah. Well, that's what the 7 year is about. And when the world is moving quickly, you have to move more slowly. So this is about that centering, that going in. And that's why I'm really encouraging people to make that a very conscious, active process. Because if you're taking time to yourself every day, if you're tuning into your intuition, if you're taking quiet time, you're going to stay centered and balanced. And that's important any time, but it has to happen during a 7 year.
What's coming to mind as you say that is when we do that, because you were talking about the unexpected surprises, it sounds like a lot of unexpected surprises and shifts that we would have never thought. But we have to take that deep breath, and we're going to learn how to respond versus react differently to something that's change. That change has such a gift in it that we don't see right up front.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it's,
especially if you're in the hood. So there's seven associated with water, so there's going to be some water things happening, like, you know, so these are like changes you can't expect, like floods and hurricanes and things like that. Like
blizzards.
There's going to be, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some of those.
That's going across the Northeast. And
the five is a number of drama. So there's going to be some of that activity. There's also going to be a lot of political activity because seven is the number of truth. And you have to be living your truth. And that's the energy that I feel everyone is really tuning into and can feel coming into this new year. They're like, I'm living my truth, and this is really important. And there's an enthusiasm about that that is so beautiful.
I really, really relate to that. Personally as well, because if I'm not in sync with my truth, I really feel it. And if I don't do something, I mean, it's just almost an agitation. I have to get it back. And it's like my soul lets me know that. And, you know, that peace that you feel when you're on track is how I navigate. I navigate that way. I think that's what people are going to start discovering more and more, because when you're out of sync with it, that you just feel that restlessness and you find, why am I changing this up? Why do I want to leave this job even though it's paying great money? Because it's, you're feeling that internal shift that's trying to chart the course for you.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I want to really encourage everyone to do. That is going to be so much more important to listen to now, because it's a very spiritually rigorous year.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how I describe it. It is spiritually rigorous. That is the trajectory of the year's energy. It's about getting you in touch with your spirit. So if you are ignoring that, if it was a different lesson, it wouldn't be so rigorous for you to ignore it. So if the lessons were about, like, finance and structure and those kinds of things that happen, like, more with four energy, say, then you'd have more lessons around money and things like that, family. But if in a year that's so spiritually oriented, it's like the universe is severe when you're having lessons in that area. So you know, I mean,
the
I know
way
you know
she
what
just
I mean.
Elegantly said that. So severe.
I'm not saying it's going to be harsh. I'm saying you have to do it. You have to honor your spirit. You have to honor that
it
you are a spiritual being.
That's what I'm feeling. I like that you said that, Carrie, because what I feel is like it will not be ignored any longer. You have to go there.
Yeah.
It's the way it feels. That's the way I'm experiencing it. I'm an intuitive empath, so boy, am I feeling so when you said water, I'm going, okay. Yeah, because that's usually associated with the emotional side of things too.
And spiritual,
And that's all tied in. So a lot of my work is with people that feel it that way. And I have, with my clients and my private sessions that I've been doing, I've been experiencing that with them as well. And it's been interesting. I know, Carrie, you must feel that sometimes, that you're in sync sometimes with who you are helping. You see similar. I know that I do sometimes, not every one of them, but it's like, oh, wow, you know, you're relating. And even though you're helping, you're still learning as you're helping.
Oh, that's how I learned everything. I think, you know, before I was an intuitive, I was a mess.
I didn't know what to do with it. It was like I had this incredible new gadget. I didn't know what to do with all the energy, and that's why I was blowing motherboards all over the place.
I had to
learn how to redirect that energy into a much more productive, healing way versus it being not, it was like I didn't know how to use a computer with it. You know what I mean? It was like this software you don't know how to use or something.
I had a pretty crazy time of it before.
I learned they're going through that. It's kind of like learning how to direct it in a focus of the highest potential.
Yeah. Well, I learned pretty much all my life, so much through doing readings because you're talking to guides, and guides always have such great wisdom. So I have a lot of, oh, note to self. Well, I do my readings, of course, because you have access to these beings. Why not?
Right. Well, we are going to take a break.
Oh, God.
And I believe we have a caller that's been holding. So we may want to take a caller when we come back. Are you game for that? Okay. stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, intuitive counselor and numerologist, Carrie Samuels. We're talking about what 2014 has in store for us. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we are back with my special guest, Carrie Samuels, and we're talking about numerology in 2014. And Carrie, I believe we have a caller on the line, Susie from Orlando. Hi, Susie. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, and Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you. Now, did you have a question?
I do have a question. I first have to say thank you. I get up at 3 a.m. over here to go to work, and so I read Carrie's Facebook announcements for the day, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you putting those together, and it's wonderful. It's just a blessing every morning.
Thank you so much.
My question is, first let me just say I have spent the majority of my life in fear mode. The last 6 years have been truly miserable. I do feel like by 2012, I finally balanced some karma. And so I'm coming into 14 with this unexpected delight and excitement. I'm not sure what that's about. I have this burning passion to help people. I'm not sure where to go with that, but I truly want to help in a very unselfish manner. I wondered if you could just give me any insight.
Sure. And, you know, just excuse me, just like I was saying, the past several years have been very hard for a lot of people. And
yes.
A lot of people yeah. are feeling very good this year, and I'm glad that you're one of those people that are feeling good about the year. And part of that is because this is the year of spiritual awakening, and you finally allowed yourself to do what you're meant to do. That is what this year is about, and the past few years have probably been about maybe learning that you can't put all of your healing abilities into your relationships. A lot of healers tend to distract themselves that way if they're not owning up to the fact that they're a healer. Then you'll tend to try to heal the people around you and not really get anything from it. Did you experience that?
As a matter of fact, I was in a relationship with a gentleman who had wonderful qualities, except for the fact that he was an alcoholic. So I tried to fix him for 5 years. Now we've mm-hmm. been apart for 4 years, but he actually won't leave me alone. And I hung on for a couple of years because I was scared. I was actually scared to let go. And I've called upon Archangel Michael to cut the cord, and this gentleman still pops into my world. As a matter of fact, as recently as an hour ago, he asked me to go away with him this weekend. He's in a relationship. He's living with a girl and her family. So I'd like to know if he's going to be gone, like permanently, so that I can actually be open to a real relationship, a healthy relationship.
It feels like you've still got
I don't have a relationship with my sister. My sister has blocked me.
Yeah. Carrie, if it's okay, I'm feeling something, if that's okay. This is Dr. Jen. I'm feeling something for you, Susie. Very strong. I'm feeling that with Archangel Michael, that's a good approach. But also inside what Carrie was saying, there feels like there's still a cord attachment, like it's completely asking for that permanent removal, so to speak, more specific, but also it's cutting them, like literally you may need to do that daily. And sometimes when there's a strong cord attachment, there's still some power that you're giving him. But if you're continually responding and keeping the communication line open, even if you're saying, leave me alone, you're still engaging in a connection and a relationship. So it's almost like it has to be severed completely. Does that make sense?
That's exactly how I was feeling, that you haven't quite altogether let go.
Right. It's still feeling like you owe him an answer, is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right.
That's what I mean about severing it. Like, actually, it needs to stop responding completely. Just stop. Even if it's saying, leave me alone, just stop.
Or not say, leave me alone. Just because no one can really not say it.
Don't even respond is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, and I want to get back to keep this more universal for people too. So, in terms of soul's calling, which is really what this year is about, mm-hmm. a lot of healers, and I say this in my video, it's very clear, you cannot let yourself be distracted by other people's drama. It is one of the biggest lessons of the year.
Yes, very well said. That is exactly spot on, Carrie.
It is a huge lesson.
And that's for all of us. That's
everybody. If you're getting the wake-up call to be a healer, you cannot put your healing energy into your personal relationship.
Okay.
So I wish you well. Onward.
adventure. Susie.
Thank you.
Susie, this is your
thank you. Have a marvelous year.
Fly free, totally free.
Lots of love.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Susie, for calling. We have another caller, Amy from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Amy. Hi.
Hello, Amy, are you there?
Well, then we could just keep talking.
Okay,
I'm trying to patch her through. Give me one second.
Chrissy, let me know when she's there. Go ahead, Carrie.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I don't know. I think she's trying to get her on the line. So that was a very powerful point you made, that this is universal for everybody.
Oh,
cannot
yes.
be distracted. We have to be on track with what we're doing. And healers, yes. I mean, when you get caught up, now you've corded to it. And now it drains you. And even all of us that are experienced are going to feel a challenge with that. I know that I do all the time, and I always have to stop and I have to look at that and go, wait a minute. And because a lot of people think because we are in a leadership role, we don't really have all those things going on, but we absolutely do.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say my past few years were about boundaries and making sure I was taking care of myself first and not, I mean, it's really essential. But as a healer, you're naturally drawn to heal everybody. So it's a huge lesson. It's just a big lesson. And I think a lot of us in these leadership positions are more vulnerable to it because there's this sense of, oh, I have this responsibility to do this, live my purpose. And really important that you put self-care first and focus on what's essential.
Absolutely.
This year it's going
now,
to be very
we
pronounced.
We do have Amy on the line with us. Amy.
Hi, Amy. Hi.
Hi.
What is your question, Amy?
Well, my question is, I've been trying for quite some time now to get out of what I'm currently doing and to change jobs, and I heard that you say that this is the year that people can make the change, and I'm hoping that you see a change for me coming up this year. I'm really hopeful this time. I mean, I was hopeful last year, but it just didn't happen for me.
And Carrie, we've got a couple of minutes before we go to break. I'm just letting you know a timeline there for the answer.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to handle it too? I feel a lot of fear around you. So I think that if you're very clear about what you want to do, which is a lot of what this year is about introspection. If you're clear about it and know that if this is what you want, then you can really go for it. But I feel like a little bit of hesitation about even what you want. Does that make sense to you, Amy?
It's not so much the fear. I kind of want to stay in the same line of work. It's changing agencies. I work for state government, so it's just the agency that I don't want to stay with.
Jen, do you feel this, what I'm talking about?
What I feel is, and I'm going to go quickly because we're about to go to break, but what I feel very strongly is it's a trust issue. It's a lot of hesitation to trust what you feel is your instincts telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's really around trust and is a hesitation to trust. Does that make sense, Amy?
Yeah, where I'm at.
And that's
I don't
the fear
trust
that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is going to be very tied to fear. It's afraid to trust. Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, it's that sense like, well, I'm looking, but I really don't expect anything to happen. Even though you say you do, I don't sense that you do.
Mm-mm. So, Amy, to move past this, and we're going to go to break here, third chakra is a lot with the trust and the fears and the hesitations and that control. Who's got control? And you don't want fear to have the control. So you're looking to find ways to trust your instincts and your intuition. So definitely this year, I think, will help you move forward from what Carrie was saying. And Amy, I want to thank you for hanging in there, staying on the line with us, because I wish you so much prosperity and movement forward in this year.
Yeah, have positive expectations, Amy.
Absolutely. And we are going to break. This is Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about numerology in 2014 with my guest, Carrie Samuels. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And I'm Dr. Jen, and we are back on the Jen Royster Show with my guest, intuitive counselor and numerologist, Carrie Samuels. And Carrie, we've been talking about how this year is really going to open it up for people. But now you have quite a few things coming up. I want to talk about that, Carrie. So what do you have coming up?
Oh, gosh.
You have a lot going on. So
I have
what's
a lot coming
on?
Up. Well, I do have my monthly forecast that I have for people that are going to help people through the year. I do a video every month, and that's free. And I also want people to know that on your site, I have a free ebook so that people can learn their personal year cycle for the year. I think that's really, really, really important. I just want people to know about these free resources because I think it's really important. It's not on my website yet. It's going to get there today or tomorrow.
And just while you're still on that, there was two ebooks, right? Numerology Guide to a Happy.
Oh, no, one's an ebook, and I think I gave your people a meditation. Open Your Heart to Love, which I think is really important.
It's beautiful. Now, if you go to my website, she put that together. It's on the post for this show on my website, jenroyster.com. You'll be able to get to that link, and those links are right there for you to access and go grab those e-gifts from Carrie, which is very generous of you to give to the listeners today. And you have some courses coming up, don't you?
Yes, I have two courses coming up. So I'm going to be teaching a full-length 90-minute course called 2014 Manifest Your Destiny that's going to go more thoroughly through the cycles and what this energy is about, how to really navigate these cycles with grace. I really think it's very important to know. It's like I was just listening to the weather forecast there, which I was laughing at because I moved to San Diego 3 years ago. But I was, you know, if it's snowing outside, you want to prepare for it. If it's sunny, like if you don't know what to dress for with the weather, then you don't really know what to do. So
right. If
you understand what cycles are coming up, you can prepare for them. So there will be less unexpected surprises.
And you know, I love that you said that. That is applying logic left brain to your spirituality right brain.
Yeah.
You know, we always talk about using both, and you know, you can be logically, spiritually balanced.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is applying that.
Yeah, because you really can navigate these cycles, and people are constantly telling me, well, it's like, you know, with the daily Facebook forecast, that's, again, another free resource I have for people on my Facebook page, Carrie Samuels, it's on my website. On my Facebook page, I do a daily forecast so people know how to prepare. And it is amazingly accurate because it's kind of scientific. Astrology and numerology, they're an art, but they are also a science. So they will tell you how to prepare for your life. So I'm going to be teaching a course on that. So if you sign up for on your link to get those free the ebook and the meditation, you'll also be on my newsletter to find out when I'm offering the classes. I'm going to be sending out the announcement in the next day or so. So
okay. All
that is really important. And then I have a Soul of Wealth course that I'm teaching this month, too, to help people clear their money blocks. Actually, January is an 8 universal month, and 8 is the number of financial well-being. The way I teach this is really about receiving more love and support, which is where I think a lot of financial blocks come from.
Oh, yes.
And the fear of being yourself. So
money energy is very related to relationship energy. It's an energy.
Yeah.
It's a relationship with the energy of money.
Well,
so,
there's the second chakra, which is all about money and love. So it's really a course on receiving more love and support.
I love that.
It's in the guise of money karma.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it really does come down to love is the true energy. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that phrase that love is what's real. Everything else is an illusion, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because it's so powerful, and it truly is what can be the, if you bring that into everything, including money, now you're going to have that best and highest outcome, and your soul is just going to thrive.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
it's an elixir that we thrive on. We always are looking for it.
We are. A lot of my money blocks that I've been clearing, and it's been just amazing, has been associated with my fear of being seen, or, you know, a lot of psychics have that like, oh, I don't want to be out in the world. I'll be murdered.
Oh,
yeah, we have these past life memories that are like they're primal.
Myself, yes, actually relate what you're saying. I mean, we're going out on that limb because we trust.
Yeah,
and we're showing and trying to help other people learn how to trust that and within themselves.
Well, we also have a lot of past lives as healers and nuns and priests and things like that. So there's all those vows that come with that need to be liberated. It's just so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes, right? So
yeah,
that's the stuff I'm going to be helping people with this month. I'll probably be sending you those links to check back on your page. But if you sign up for those free resources, you'll find out about those courses. I feel really strongly about helping people with that, especially the 2014 Manifest Your Destiny course. I just think it's really important to know what's coming up in detail.
Right, right. Well, we have so much that we have in common, Carrie, which is like always such a joy to have you here because it's exciting. And I send that so much of that love and inspiration back to you to prosper and to really ignite this in other people, because I know that you have that in your heart, because I can feel that completely. And it's a beautiful thing. And once again, she has two free gifts, and the links are on my website under this show post. And you can very easily navigate to that right from the homepage. And that's at JennNRoyster.com. And signing up for that will put you on the newsletter, if I understood you correctly, Carrie. You will get the updates about the upcoming workshops that you're going to teach. And your website, what is your website for people that want to go check you out,
it's
on Facebook?
Yeah, it's my name. Everything's under my name. So it's KarriSamuels.com. If you know how to spell my name, you'll be okay. K-A-R-I Samuels, S-A-M-U-E-L-S.com. And that's where you'll find.
That's the best way to do it. That's easy. So, and I have your links over on my site too. And it's over on the show page on Transformation Talk Radio's show page as well. Now, what would you like to leave people with before we wrap it up, because we are just about out of time?
Oh my gosh.
I'm saying, you talk about moving fast. The radio show seems to be moving faster.
I really
too.
Want to emphasize that you need self-care, time to yourself to connect with your spirit, and you must take up a mindfulness practice, meaning taming your mind so you are not reactive. That is going to get you through the year. And that is a tool that you can take with you for the rest of your life. So please take up a meditation go Google mindfulness and see what comes up and see what you're drawn to.
To add to that quickly is, you know, reprioritize, because I think that needs to be brought up to like a very important priority in life. Like, start your day off that way.
Yes.
You know, I know I do. And when I don't, I can feel that. And I have to stay with that. I just need it. And I want to say thank you, Carrie, for being with us today. We need to head off the air. And I wish everyone a fantastic new year. Embrace 2014 and everything that it can bring you. And go check out KarriSamuels.com. The free gifts are on my website, JennRoyster.com. Much love to you, the listeners. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.